about Sunday's racing and sport. This is RSN Sunday Central.
So news coming through with the continued rain and the wet conditions that were already prevailing. Rockhampton has been called off this afternoon, and an update on the fallen riders from Darwin yesterday. Brendan Sweeney, who was the jockey that was placed in an induced coma, remains in a stable condition, but remains in the induced coma, and doctors hoping for signs of improvement in the next 48 hours. Jared Todd and Kim Gladwin are both doing well after both coming down in that incident along with Brendan, so we wish Brendan all the best in his battle with his injury sustained at Darwin yesterday. Grafton is where we're going to start the Form Express. Howard Walter has been through the program at Grafton. Cup Prelude Day, John Carlton Cup Day. Grafton starts to roll into full swing, as we say. A very good morning to Howard.
G'day, Brendan. Yeah, it's a big time of the year for Grafton.
The first leg of the quaddy we'll take a look at is the Grafton Guineas Prelude. It's a 66 rater over the 1,420 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 5, 8 and 14. Oakfield Arrow, $2.25. Alighted, $5. The Catch at 6. Alpha Go, $7. $11 for Demura. Who do we like in the first leg of the quaddy, Howard?
Well, to be honest, it's not easy lining these up, Brendan. I've put number 4, Alighted, on top. Was trained by Anthony Cummings and has now gone to the Tony Golan stable. She's a filly, won a Warwick Farm maiden last up back on the 2nd of June. She maps to stalk the speed here. She certainly should get every possible chance. So I put her on top of number 2, the favourite, Oakfield Arrow, last start Wyong winner. That was a benchmark 64. So rather than whereas Alighted's going up from maiden class, Oakfield Arrow's well and truly in her right grade, not a filly. But she's got that outside barrier. We'll know by now whether that's an issue or not. She'd generally be, you know, forward of midfield, but has to find a back, I'd suggest. Number 3, Swanston, locally trained, had excuses last start, a heavy 10 at the Gold Coast. That was back in the middle of May. He races very well here at home, at Grafton, here at home. And then number 7, The Catch. One first up. That was first run for Michael Costa. This horse used to be with Matthew Elliott and Manzara. So first up winner for Michael Costa. As I say, tricky lining them up. They're sort of coming from here, there and everywhere, but 4, 2, 3 and 7.
Race number 7, a class 3 over 1,115 metres. Scratchings here at 2, 3, 8 and 11. Liza with a Z is the favourite here at $2.50. Uprise $4.40. Dixie Can $5.12 for Illiboris. And Infuel Raise a $12 chance also.
Yeah, look, I am going for the one at a bit of odds. Number 12, Il Cebrus. 4-year-old mare, nicely weighted. Look, last three starts have been over 1,200, 900 and 1,000. She finished off okay at her most recent. I think the key to her is 1,100. She's just one of those horses. It's her pet distance. She's got a nice turn of foot on her day, good barrier, Andrew Gibbons, and she's well enough in at the weight. So, bit of value. Number 12, Il Cebrus, ahead of number 5, Uprise. First up from a spell, Matthew Duntrain, Aaron Bullock to ride, so big ticks there. Had 2 trials, won the latest. Definitely chance on best form, but overall record, 2 wins, 7 seconds. So a little bit of cause for caution there. Number 4, the favourite, Liza with a Z. The informed filly, Tony Golan, trained. Well found in the market. Look, it's either going to lead or box seat. Now, this track's soft. Sometimes when the track's soft at Grafton, they can be getting, you know, off the fence. We'll know by now. So just keep that in mind. Let's see. If leaders aren't disadvantaged at all, then certainly maps well, Liza with a Z. And of the rest, I put in number 14, Fiore, hasn't won for over a year, and the map doesn't look kind, but I've got to tip something fourth, and the horse has won 3 or 4 at the track and distance. So just a place chance, I think. 12, 5, 4, 14.
Race number 8, the John Carlton Cup, over 1,190 metres. Scratchings here, 2, 4, 10 and 14. Invercora is the favourite at $2.25. Zack Attack, $4.80. Charm Princess, $8.50, along with Northern Knight. Bugalugs at 10 and Exclusive, $11.
Now, again, unless leaders don't look advantaged, or unless they look disadvantaged, I do think this race sets up well for numbers 3 and 8. Number 3, Bugalugs, I'm going to put him on top. He's locally trained by John Shelton. 8 starts at home, 4 wins, 4 placings. He didn't fire first up at Casino late May, had a 4-kilo kid on him. It wasn't his fault. The horse just didn't finish the race off. Since been to the trials, had a soft trial win. They weren't, none of them were really asked to do much, but it was a nice-looking trial win. So Bugalugs Speed to Burn, just go forward, and as will the favourite number 8, Invencore from the Toby Tredd Edmonds stable, fitter for the first up run, suited up in distance. I just think they can settle 1-2 and be very hard to beat. Otherwise, at a fair bit of odds, number 17, Maserati. No fluke about the winner, Coffs Harbour last start. Obviously, he's up in class, but he races very well at Grafton. He overachieves here, and he'll be running on if the track allows. And then number 5, Patriot. Another horse that races very well at Grafton. Never likely first up. Had a 4-kilo kid on today. They've gone for the senior rider. Got a good barrier. Has won in the past second up. 3, 8, 17 and 5.
3, 8, 17 and 5 in race number 8. The Grafton Cup Prelude is race number 9 on the program. Scratchings here are 7 and 14. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Perfect Deal at $1.95. Oakfield Cherokee at $3.30. Polmic at $5. Flying Mojo $9.54. Skilago and 41 for Holbrook. Best of the rest.
Quite a few shorties on the program, but she's my best of them. She has to be short odds number 1, Perfect Deal. Took a while to get there first up at Sunshine Coast, over 1,400. The trip was really too short, but her class got her home. Then she was sent to Eagle Farm, Wait for Aids Company, $31 chance, beating 6 lengths, running 10th behind Nudge. She's now back in, in her right class. She's won 5 of 9, stays all day. Should be very hard to beat. Andrew Melton to ride. Plenty going for her today. Number 1, Perfect Deal. The odds seem about right. Number 4, Oakfield Cherokee. Logical second choice. Great time at Wyong last start, went $1.35. And I've just jotted down also, he's getting deep in his campaign. This will be start number 8. Otherwise, number 2, Polemic. I thought it was a risk at Ballina last start. Hadn't raced for over a month and it was at 1,900. But he finished all over them, won convincingly by 3 lengths. And best of the rest could be number 3, Flying Mojo. But, all things being equal, I think one will be very hard to beat. 1, 4, 2, 3.
1, 4, 2, 3 in the final event from Grafton today. Howard, we were a pimple off pulling off the multi last week. Have you got another one for us this week with your Cordy and your best bet and value bet?
You tipped every winner on top and I couldn't get you the 4-place. It's a cruel game. Anyway, best bet, race 9, number 1, Perfect Deal. Best value, race 8, number 3, Bugalugs. Quaddy, 2, 3, 4, 7, 4, 5, 12, 14, 3 and 8, 1 and 4. And the play of the day, back in race 8, take the Cornella and, the Exactas, numbers 3 and 8 in race 8.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thanks, Brendan.